different kinds of both small animals, like squirrels.
We have those squirrels and quite a few of them, and raccoon, possum, and rabbits.
You mentioned owls going after chickens.
Yeah, well, we got that owls and chickens, and we have another particular hawks, chicken hawks.
What do you call all of these nuisances together? The chicken hawk and
a vomit.
They're all a bird or an animal.
Yeah, that's right.
How about the kind of animal that doesn't smell too good if you scare it?
A skunk.
Did they used to call it by any other name?
They always skunk. Yeah.
And different kinds of frogs.
Bullfrog, you know, that's the red frog that they usually find in water, toad frog, but all the frogs.
And different kind of hard shell animals,
turtle.
And if they're in water.
What turtles are talking about?
Turtles are in
water.
That's right,
hardshell.
And then if they're on land,
most of them. Yeah, they got one. If I were to call them hardshells on land, then they got one that has a different. It's a different one we find on land than the one you find in the water.
Now, do you probably call them both turtles?
Both of them turtles, yeah.
What's a gopher? Do you have any?
I don't wear that name, gopher. That's something that lives in the got a hole in the ground, and I go for it. See, I don't know if I could describe a gopher.
Is that what they have? Do you have gophers in this area?
Now, well, I've heard the term, but nobody said about no gopher.
Another thing that I'm interested in is something an animal that lives in water. And you turn over a stone in a creek and you find him. And I guess people eat him. But, and they're called crawdads or crawfish.
Crawfish. Yeah, well,
Now, I've also heard that there's something called a crawfish or crawdad that lives in holes. And they're very destructive. Would you explain the difference?
Crawfish that lives in the water, and then they say you have them that lives in holes, you know, in this swampy places, the places you see those holes where they bold, you know. I don't know. They're similar to a great extent. The only thing that one lives that bores the hole, he's small, you know. He's a little light in color. Now, this crawfish that you find in the water, he's much larger, and he's kind of red, red color. This one we found on land, he's kind of a light color, and he's small. Their structure is probably the same way, but it's just larger and color made bird.
And they're both called crawfish?
We call them both crawfish now.
What is a crawdad, though?
I don't know. I guess that's another name we give it. That boulder comes out of the ground, and got those holes in the ground. We don't usually eat them, but they usually eat these as they come out of the water, you know, the crawfish, crayfish, or whatever you call them.
And the ones in the land, I guess, are really destructive, but
They bore them holes, you know, that place mostly in land, and not much value in the river.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, but I guess it could.
Swampy.
Yeah, it's kind of swampy land.